This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
First of all, the Lashon Aseilich HaRav, you expect, Aseh means you create somebody from nothing. You make it. L'chura HaRav is, Rav is around, and you pick one. But Oyed, Shimei HaLashon, Leimei to HaRav, Aseh, Mitzachav HaKnei. You have the Shimei HaLashon that here it says Aseh, and it says Knei. But Oyed, Eich Eilu Gimudvar Nikshar Yachad. What is, there has to be some sort of Hemshech. Like we said before, the morals always list things with a certain mahalach. I want to explain in a kud on this. Maybe we should have explained it earlier, but it's still kedai to speak about it. A lot of times, it may seem the moral is looking for connections when it shouldn't be. The mashal davadayim, a person gets up to say a drasha. Out of Simcha, so he says, well, the Chassid's name is Chaim, the Kala's name is Sarah, Pasha's Shavuot Sadriya Metzera, we're in Golders Green, everything has to be connected. So, and then the guy is Balkishan, and he connects all the four things together. So, we think it's cute, but we think it's a distortion of it's a cute way to do it. When you look at the moral and the most similar statement says, this is the Goyen. If you take a look at the Goyen in Davening, and it's the Purish that probably Hertz has. So basically it goes, if you take a look at it, he goes, this is Keneged Keser, this is Keneged Chacham, this is Keneged Bina, this is Keneged Bina, this is Keneged Bina, and this is Mechavavot. The next Tefillah, this is Keneged Keser, this is Keneged Bina. It seems as if they're looking for connections, and maybe Al-Pedach HaRemez, Al-Pedach HaKabbalah, it's true, it seems what we would call drush. Connecting things with shame that everything has to be connected. The truth is, it's the opposite. One of the things about a golem, of the difference between a chacham and a golem, is chachma is a pattern of things that make sense. It's the pshat is, it's a mahalach. Chochmah is a structure. For instance, if a person designs a machine, every bit and piece should be shaykh to the whole thing. You don't add on bits and pieces and things that are not shaykh to it. An artist tries to create a picture where all the pieces together fit into an aesthetic whole. But just if a guy goes to a kid, how does a kid do it? A kid has a big box. He has two orange stickers, one purple star, three green bands, and something else. And he sticks it on the wall until either the wall runs out or his little box runs out of stuff. So then I look around it and I say the common denominator is a kid who had all the stuff in his box met a wall that had empty space, and that's what happened. But I don't see any. There's a very cute word from Shimon Schwab. Shimon Schwab was a master speaker in the Kvalika Darshan with Teichin and Passion. And he once said there are three directives for a speaker. Leket Sheikhan Peya. He said, Leket is, a drasha is not a collection of odds and ends. It's a point that you're making that's being introduced, proven, explained, and brought together. Shikhas, don't ever go back to the verse and say, oh yeah, I forgot to tell you something I wanted to tell you a while back. And peya is, leave something over for somebody else also to say. Don't hog the whole evening for yourself. But the first one is the one I wanted to more focus on, the Leket part. Divrei Chachma are pieces that every single piece snaps into place. A person who says random thoughts and ideas is not Leimi Chochma, the Shalbaz. A person who's, you have, Chochma means each piece is either continuing the idea, supporting the idea, passively refuting the idea, refuting the refutation. It's like I was once hiring a Bacha in Yeshiva Netz Yisrael to come to us. And the Bacha was looking very, the Bacha was very sincere, Bacha was really stark and snap. I asked him, please just bring down Rashi. Then he asked Akasha. I asked him, why does he bring Rashi down? I don't know, because he brings Rashi down, because Rashi says so he brings it down. I said, so why didn't he bring down all the Rashis? If his business was to photocopy Rashis, he doesn't know, but Tosfos brings Rashi because he brings Rashi. And I asked him, imagine Tosfos would not have, imagine Rashi would not have said what he said, and you're learning just the Gemara. Could Tosfos have asked the question? He couldn't understand that when Tosfos is talking, he's not just throwing in side ideas and nice things. He is going point by point. Chachma is mislavish itself by going in some sort of structure. Divrei Chachamim, Pirkei Avos is the entire Divrei Chachma in the world of Deis of Chachmei Mishnah. That Ehuya Meshavach used to say three things. So he, what's the pshat? He had three ideas not connected. So he's not a Yeshua Ben Prachya. The Tana is trying to capture his limud. So there has to be a Bria Hatichim that goes through all of them, and either these are three different ways the same Nekuda expresses itself in different circumstances. Either one leads to the other, either one is above the other, one is more difficult. It has to be on the Nekuda that he's dealing with. When you're summing up a person's life and saying, I'm sure Yeshua Ben Prachya said more than three things in his life, but the mission was metamzes it to a certain three sayings, and the fact that almost all people have three sayings is not they just picked out three random Nekudas. They found a Nekuda that expresses itself in Hadraga, the way Avraham and Yaakov, the way, you know, three, and that's why he looks so hard. It's a shiloh by him. What shaykhs do they have? A rav is a good thing, a chav is a good thing, they're all good to zachem. Ma inish mita tassinai. What is one follow the other? And that's why it's the other way around. The morale is starting with a hanacha, that there must be a common idea. And that's why it's not artificially trying to connect something. The person's chayshava brachas with the parsha shavua with his lovable name and something else. You know, yes, the chayes alpi remez or seid, maybe there has to be a connection. But in pshat, there's no connection intended to be there. In these inyanim, faket, it's got to be an akuda. The derech of chachma is that it things. All are a pattern. That's the Yisayid B'Shayrish of Chachma. Okay, so let's continue to what he does say. I just want to say, because a lot of times people get the idea, there is a lousy type of Jewish that Taka does it that way. It starts with the bottom of it, that you know there must be a connection, everything must be connected to everybody else and to everything else. And the Mela, they make these connections. And the Mela Faker, it creates a tremendous richness. And the morale is artificial. He didn't have what else to ask. He asked, what's the connection? There is a connection. The answer is faket. The chachma are only if they have a chibur, and we have to be oimid. What is the oimid of the chibur? Upirish davazeh. Acha shazuk shalafneim tiknes adam yam nagas beisei. Ki beisei karvel adam. Gabeana cholafneize ken hagas beisei doimu mesef and hagas adam mishka samnu. Bo hazuk ashachreim yot hamir shalhem. Letakin inyan adam echinaig maprius. Vedavazeh chutzim beisei. So this is the next step in what's said before. Before he spoke about the hispashtus of Tzuris Adam, going from Pnim to his wife, to his house, and so on. Now we're talking about the world around. What is your tziruf to the world around? And these are things that are closer, and they go in a certain order of close to out. A rav and a chaver outside the house, then that immediately is mishpacha, achen koyvel of the yisur, but they're close to the person. V'achar kach shara adam, and then other people. Ha'adam nimtzim rabba. First, a person is found with his rab. Achakachim chaver, and then with his chaver. Vachakachim shar adam then with other people. We'll explain what the pshat net is, because a person can ask, you know, you go to a playgroup, I don't know if they call that in England, a playgroup of little kids, before you have a rebbe. It doesn't mean most people have chaverim when they're younger, until they have a rab. So what does it mean, first a rab, then a chaver, then a shar adam? We'll see. Lekach oma aselech harav. The first thing is he's saying aselech harav, kimash oma aselech harav, ein hakavona al harav shu rav muvok. Shalzil oma aselech harav. The rav muvok, that was the person that taught me my chachma, and like it says in halacha, you know, the rav chachma and so on, that is not what we're talking about. Rather, and a lot of Rishonim actually, in this case, learned that it's talking about that. So Zilei Ma Tzel Charav Al Pirshadav Sheyasa LeRav Af Im Ena Roy LeLias Rav. But let's talk about this. V'Zeh Aselecha. So I'll call Panemi Epshel Yilmud Mena Dvar Ma. The Maral later on, when he sums it up, he basically says that. That all of these inyanim are a description of the chibur of the Adam with the world around. And the chibur of the Adam with the world around, the first you say is, a person cannot live onto himself. A person is zakuk to the world around. That's part of his own metzias, is zakuk to the world around. That's you say one. There are three oifanim in which a person has a zika to the world around it. One oifen is that you are makabel from hashpa. Ralph says this, I think we might have, I don't remember, we might have spoken about this once, about the three chiburim that a person has a chiv to. In other words, a person needs three chiburim. One chibur is, let's take in a person himself, is other v'imai, no person has his own without a previous hashpa being mashpianim. That's one nekuda. Loitoy v'yos adam levada is no person by himself without a chibur to someone else, that there's a give and take, is good. And no person is good unless he's mashpian lemata, like the children. So in a person's own mitzvahs, he needs to be a mekabel to hashpa, he needs to be a chaver to a parallel, and he needs to be a mashpia to tachtainim. All three of those are needed to give a person a good mitzvahs. So he says, so aselech harav means look every place that there's something to be had, get it. A rav in general has to be somebody that in the Kolonius he is my rav. That's not this person. But if a person has some nekuda that he could be mashpia on me, then I need to make it happen, because my understanding has to be, if someone has an akuda to give to me, I will not be able to get it unless he's mashpia to me. There are things in the world that I must get from somebody else, and I have to get it from him. And that is a anhaga balance. In other words, everybody has a kololis to kederech, that is his general anhaga. Now, selach harav, whether it expresses itself today with a specific person, or anhaga, Oyla my yeshiva's anhaga is my rav, it's my general sense of anhaga. But there's a certain knage that I know is to be gotten, and I can only get it from Pliny, a chassidish nekuda. I'm not holding by being a chassid, I'm not holding by that being my rav, but if there's a nekuda to be gotten, I implement him as a rav to get ashpa, because I realize that I am in need of mashpiyim to be mashpiyim. That's one. Just after main role is rav, and it doesn't have to be the bit, it just means in general, he's not the kolonistic rav. is something that you will be able to learn from him, and it's what to be made. So you're making him into Rav because he is not your Rav, but you've made him for a certain Nekuda. Actually, Chazdish once said, I think that Chacham Sefer was the last person that you could say had the Klolis to get Surah of a Rav in all Tchumim. B'chein, K'nei L'cha Chava, Eitzel Chava Shayach Lo'im HaK'nei L'cha, B'nei Shachavu Kinyonai. Kinyon is something that you're attached to. Kinyon is something that you say is mechuba to you, like Isha Niknis. So a chava has a shem of a kinyon, like a woman is a kinyon. But like in a rav, she'ein a rav kinyon is a talmud. You can't call the rav the kinyon of the talmud. L'kach oma selach a rav. Av l'chava pa'omim lef'om mo'ifet zorchoi k'moy derech haverim l'asa selazen. V'chol echot hu kinyon is a chaveri. So the each one of them is shayach to the other person. But the fikach omar knelech a chave, ubishnehem. Afa gav she'en a rav uligam madregis lo es rav, ve'en a chave madregis lo es chave, mikoma kem tei mashnaim in a echad. In other words, you find Lamasho, it says, ibiroi v'yaretzim tishiyo. So, what are we talking about? If we're talking about somebody that knows better than me, if I go ask a doctor about my, whatever it is that's bothering me, that's not b'roi v'yaretzim tishiyo. Anything which the person happens to know better than me, if I have a big business, I'm a very successful businessman, but I don't know much about marketing, and I hire a marketer, that's not b'roi v'yaretzim tishiyo. He's the rav in the marketing department. What we're talking really about is the sense of two deus. In other words, the fact Akash Baruch Hu created equal people also with different perspectives. And unless I'm a siyayat of other people, even if I do differently, even if I decide to do my own, but I need to have the other person's input. I need to have another perspective in order for it to be a good perspective. So Knei L'Chachav is also talking about, it's not my Chava Muvak, not my Chavusa, but a peer gives me to learn, like it says, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he said Nasa Adam, that from here we learn the Echeretz that a Gadol is Nimlach with a cotton. That's the second one. And this is a deeper knage even. Being down to the kafschus means I have to find the nekuda of toiv, even the person that's lower than me, because the Metzius is Zakuk. I can only be Mashpil, unless we have a muscle of a father to a child, or a child, or a Rebbe to a Talmud. The Damlikav Schus means this is the Nekuda where he's Shayach to be a Makabel, where it's Shayach to deal with him, where it's Shayach to be Machiach him. If I think somebody's a Rasha completely, so Tokoch is just a way to get. To get Harir off my chest. It's only when I hear that the person has a knage of schus, a mashal. And this is a practical mashal, even in chinuch or in other ladam. If I see a person does something that I think is bad, and the person is not, and I don't see any tzad schus for the person. Why a person would think that it's a good idea, and I yell and scream at him. But derech klal, the yelling and screaming is ineffective. Nobody. As soon as I hear that somebody else thinks I'm garbage or I'm a nobody, I'm not mekabel it automatically. Let's say a person says to me, and we're talking about genuinely, because if it's fake, people. coming from, then the pshat is, you better understand I meant good. And you understand what I meant and why I meant it. But there's another shikul. At least there's a nekudu. I can only be tough with your words if you touch on a nekudu of good in me. If you touch a nekudu and if you relate to my nekudu of tayyib and say, and the cholzeist, I want to make you aware of a shikul outside, that's workable. Other than that, it's not workable. Hine says, Eilu gimu dvarim anhagas adam abriyashim kutze basis. These are three ways of shebo loyma ki yasa le rav sha'am sh'ena kedai legamri lesa rav v'yikloi chava am sh'ena kedai legamri. The morale had a lot of issues. It speaks in different places about Rabbanim and his generation, and Rabbanim and Yanim. It really goes to town. In other words, a person should never, ever tell somebody, I have a lot to teach you, and I want you to my Talmud. It's also, let's talk about it, because it is a relevant issue. I remember in the Mir, I always told people over in the Mir, I guess let's go back one step before that. When I finished high school, a lot of issues were starting in America. And a lot of yeshivas were recruiting. Those days, Eretz was not popular in the Chal to go yet. And yeshivas in America, and people would recruit. And sometimes yeshivas would tell you, I think I give you a lot. I think you're doing a lot for me. I have a lot to give you, and so on and so forth. And that would be sort of the or you'll be matzvich a lot by me. And if you're not coming to me, I'm going to matzvich. Somewhere, this will leave a terrible bad taste. I came to the Mir. It was very interesting. The Mir, there was no ginunim of covet. It was a very pashas ganhaga. Nobody stood. Nobody addressed people. It was like, get on with what you want to say in the Gemara. Leave alone the ginunim covet. There was one nekuda that was inviolable. Inadvertently, when you came to yeshiva, you took a faher. Reb Nachum would tell you, the emes, this is not the place for you. I really think it's not. And if you actually define, oh, good. That was the hanhaga. And at a rare moment when there was a big discipline issue, whatever, Rav Nachum once or twice said, I want to remind the Olam that you asked to come here and not the other way around. The yachas cannot be a yachas. The minute a Talmud has to be understanding is getting from the Rav. If the Rav needs him to satisfy his ego, his tainas, or whatever it is, it's rotten to start with, and it's a very difficult design because it says Yitzchak Chasha Egel Ritzinika Paratul Lahonik. There's a certain sense, and if a person to be teveya a bacha to go to somebody else's shir is legitimate. If you tell a bacha, listen, I don't know why he's skipping Pliny's shir or Musa Shmuz, whatever it is, you can get a lot from him. That taina has a mark in his gabel. If you tell a bacha, I don't know why you're missing my shmuz, you get a lot from it, I guarantee you, the bacha might come to the shmuz, but you've lost any kind of hashpah, because he's the and you're the makabel. There's a famous letzanis from a writer, from so-called from writer. He once said, what's the pshat deirish damim isom zacher? So he said, when a maggid speaks divrei tarchacha, he's the mashpia, and then a mekablim. If a maggid goes around for money doing it, so it's the other way around. They're the mashpia, and he's the mekablim. So he said, deirish damim, if he dashes for money, isom zacher, he's made them into zachar. That's a lot from somebody. But there's a profound, money is not the problem. If somebody teaches for money, it's legitimate. He's teaching, getting a salary, that's that. But when a person's ego, in other words, if the reason why he's upset at a Talmud is because he feels, this is what are people going to say about my yeshiva, about my Talmidim, about my this or that. So basically, when he's yelling at the Talmud, he's saying, Leman Hashem, I need you to behave well. Not that you need to behave well. And that is cross serving him to gratify yourself. And the people that people kind of take with a grain of salt, and they're, okay, you know, I've had it, the chashiv, it's good, but I've sinned, are people that, it's agmuch, most of the dilemma is better, I brought this to everybody, and everybody's going to do it. I think it's an important insight. Okay, I think we'll hold it here, even though it's kind of the middle, but it's going to go on for a while yet. So he said these are three dagas, and as the Maimon Muski said this thing, but I felt it was an important Nakuda to discuss. Any shouts?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry again, it was a bit less than longer than I expected. Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.